Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, who separated unto the gospel of God. A chapter from his epistle to Romans, as both holy blessed be the Son of Man. For the promise that we have be the heather of the road has not to Abraham, or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are the law hear, faith is made void, and the promise is made of no effect. Because the law brings about warmth, and for there is no law, there is transgression. Therefore, it is of faith, and it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, and not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us all. In the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life and dead calls those things which do not exist through they did. To the contrary, hope and hope believe, so that I become the father of many nations, according to what I have spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb, he did not waver at the promise of God through the unbelief that was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully convinced that he had promised, he had also been able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that was imputed to him, but also for us it shall be imputed to us who believes in him who raises up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So who has delivered up because of the offenses and was raised because of our justification. Therefore, having been justified by faith, he had peace with God through the Lord Jesus, whom we have access by faith into his grace, and with whom we have stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also have the glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation precedes perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into the hearts of the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Grace to God the Father, be with us all of you.